Nolte, Pelosi's anti-science mask mandate undermines trust in vaccine. By John Nolte on May 19, 2021. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, has moved into Joe Biden's previous role as America's anti-vaxxer-in-chief. And it's not only terrible for the country, it's blatantly anti-science. For months and months, his fraudulency Joe Biden made it his mission to undermine confidence in the coronavirus vaccines. Although he was fully vaccinated, the idiot still wore his mask while outdoors. He even wore a mask during a Zoom meeting. There was no scientific rationale for a vaccinated person to behave this way, he just did. And this was after he told the country not to trust the vaccine. Let me be clear. I trust vaccines. I trust scientists. But I don't trust Donald Trump. And at this moment, the American people can't either, he said in September. In word and example, Biden's been telling people not to trust the vaccine. Well, that all changed after a week of bad news for his fraudulency. Suddenly, and seemingly from out of the blue, and just when his fraudulency needed something to distract from gas lines, no jobs, and record inflation, the far-left CDC announced an end to most mask mandates, social distancing requirements, and capacity limits for the 120 million or so Americans who are fully vaccinated. This should have been met with celebration and relief, but no. The anti-science dingbat Pelosi immediately stepped into the role of America's top anti-vaxxer by refusing, and doing so in defiance of CDC guidelines, to end the mask mandate in Congress. She's threatening $500 fines for those who defy her, and a few brave souls have. Other than being a tyrant, Pelosi has no medical or scientific rationale for keeping this mandate in place. But the damage she's doing to the American psyche is what's especially appalling. Pelosi is sending a message to the world that the vaccine is not safe, that it's not good enough, that we can't trust it. How else to explain her hesitancy on the issue? She's basically saying the same thing the anti-vaccine crowd does, which is that you can't trust the vaccine. If Pelosi believed in the vaccine, if she trusted the vaccine, and the CDC, if she were eager to set an example that the vaccine works and allows us to return to normalcy and send a message that everyone should get vaccinated, she would be thrilled to end her mask mandate. Instead, she's not only keeping it in place, she's so unsure of the vaccine. She's begun leveling fines against those who dare remove their mask. In other words, Pelosi's lack of trust in the vaccine appears to be rising, even after the CDC itself finally caved to the science. How, at this point, anyone can believe the vaccine is not doing what it was designed to do, is simply an act of willful ignorance. Practically all over the country, we are seeing the benefits of the vaccine even as people start to become more and more comfortable returning to normal life. Why is Madam Speaker, who has been caught without a mask in private, looking to undermine all of that? Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.